We're going to get away from sports for a minute and talk about pets, because at the end of the show yesterday during Crosstalk, Gordo started to list all of the pets he had had over the years, and it got me thinking, have we ever done a segment where we listed every pet we had of every kind and their names and maybe a little bit about them? And I don't think we've ever done that. We've randomly talked about various pets, but I thought it was interesting because Gordo, going through his list of pets, made me remember a parakeet that I had and a fish that I had. So I'll start my list. We've had, over my childhood and adulthood, 6 dogs. And my family was a big dog family when I was really little. When I was about 4, we got a standard poodle. That's the big one.
Mm.
And that was Duffy. And I remember, because I was small, I used to ride Duffy like a horse. Probably not the best thing for
Probably
Duffy.
Probably good for the back.
Yeah. And maybe that's why Duffy ran away from home. If the door was open, he was gone, and we would usually be able to track him down, but one time he got away and we never saw him again.
Poodles always seem to be up to no good.
They're very high strung.
Yeah.
Then we had a fox terrier named Ginger. She dug a hole under the fence when I was about 8 and ran away from home and never came back. Then we had a wire hair terrier named Patches. Patches escaped and never came back. I don't know if that speaks
the deal with the dogs escaping your
to
house.
How the Miller family was treating their pets. I thought we treated them well and fed them well, but we had our 3 dogs that we had in childhood, they all escaped and never came back.
I bet that was traumatic.
Very.
Okay, bye.
Then we stopped getting dogs and we went to cats. I guess because we were having bad luck with dogs. And we had a married couple, JJ and Jenny. I got to name JJ because my favorite TV character at the time was JJ from Good Times.
Funniest TV character ever, maybe.
And my sister named the female cat Jenny. And they had a couple litters together. They were sexually active.
Mm.
And then
but they were brother-sister.
Yeah, I think they may have been.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one, pal.
As kids, we didn't understand what was going on there. And then I don't remember what happened to them. I think they also ran away. And then we had a...
It's like you're running a pet prison that they just all try to escape.
And then we had another cat when I was early in high school named Darty Incubus. And my cousin Doug and
Wait, why was it named Darty Incubus?
My cousin Doug and I named it Darty Incubus because it would always dart at you. It would sit on its haunches and then it would jump at you a lot. And then we were watching a movie on cable and the main character was an evil incubus. And so we thought that this cat was evil because it always darted at us, so we named it Darty Incubus. And then we went back to a dog. Once I went off to college, my parents got a boxer named Duchess, and she was great. They had her for 8 years. She died of natural causes. And then as an adult, I've had 2 dogs, Lucy and Bella. And, you know, Lucy was my all-time favorite, and she just passed away recently. And then also...
It wasn't recently. Wasn't that like 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's recently to me, though, because it still hurts.
It still hurts. And my apologies.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm so very sorry.
Not that recent.
Why are you policing my emotions?
The hell?
I'm so very sorry. You culturally have the upper hand now, sir, and I acknowledge that. I'm bending to you.
I also had a parakeet that I named after my favorite baseball player, Fergie Jenkins, my parakeet Fergie. I walked into my bedroom one day coming home from high school and found Fergie just on the bottom of the cage dead.
Oh.
Only made it like 2 years.
Oh, that's
very traumatic. And then I've had 2 fish. When I was a kid, I had a goldfish named Junior, long before I was nicknamed Junior.
That's wild.
Found him belly up one time when I came home from school. And then I had, as an adult, at my first house, I had a goldfish named Javier. Gordo, you probably remember Javier.
Yes, he lived forever, didn't he?
Javier lived forever. Goldfish don't live that long, but Javier made it like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Wait, what is George laughing at?
The Javier drop cup play.
What'd he say?
The booty.
What a booty.
The booty.
My girlfriend that I was dating at the time had a very funny line. I remember we came home once, and Javier wasn't looking too good in the fishbowl, and she said, "I think he's dying, like our love."
Oh, gosh.
But you guys stayed together and everything worked out,
though.
No,
so no. We were also having some problems at the time.
Oh.
But I thought that was a funny line by her.
Hey, don't bring Javier into this.
Like our love.
But I never had any rodents. We never had a gerbil or a hamster. Mm. I never had any snakes, anything like that, any reptiles. I had some temporary frogs and bugs, but they never stuck. So that's my list of pets.
Ours are 90% dogs, going back to my childhood. We also had the poodle that I got, I think, when I was a baby, or maybe right before I arrived, Spiffy. She was hit by cars
Spiffy.
Three different times and survived.
Wow.
She didn't survive the fourth one.
She got hit four times?
Yeah. And she finally... Yeah, the fourth
one
did.
So your dad was finally successful. Was he the one hitting her?
That dog used to drive him crazy.
See, he hated it the same way that you hated Daisy, which will be mentioned later in this list.
I didn't hate Daisy.
That you ran over on Christmas.
Then we had the top-ranked bird dog of all time, who only got to go hunting like twice, Belle.
I got to meet Belle. Belle. I loved Belle.
Such a good English setter. She could play football. She was very versatile.
Great dog.
She was such a sweet dog. Then when I started having kids, our first pet was the late, great Bo Jackson, a Basset Hound, that starred in the ticket dog race at Lone Star Park. He ran about 10 feet, then took a hard right, took a dump on the track, and then started rolling around in horse manure. that's how he treated the race. Then we got the aforementioned Daisy Duke. A beagle that was nothing but trouble. She tore
I've
things
never
up.
Heard
she,
more complaints about a dog than you about Daisy.
She was a
and your wife battled with
she
her
was
too.
A lot, yes. And they squared off. They did not like each other. When I went to bed because we were doing the morning show, she stayed up late, but she accidentally left Daisy out back during a storm, and we let her in the next day, and she went right to our bed and got up on the bed and peed on her side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. And your wife felt it was an intentional hit.
It was a hit.
That's why when you ran over her, it was very suspicious.
I did accidentally, because she was old at the time and almost completely blind, and walked right under my truck tire as I started pulling out of the driveway.
The way you told me is you had to chase her for three blocks before you finally were able to run over.
Oh, gosh, that was so bad. The whole truck, it's like going over a speed bump with one tire.
Okay, don't be so graphic.
And she survived it.
Did she see the next Christmas?
Yes, but not the one after that.
You made sure of that.
You 14
updated
months
trucks.
Later. No, I didn't hit her again. Then we had Hank that has a ticket tie-in because he was found at a ticket remote where Gordo was broadcasting on a Saturday, and you brought him in, and I just fell in love with that dog. And
The engineer got him originally. Yeah. Tony found him somewhere out in the country and brought him to a remote, and I thought he was such a great-looking dog.
Yeah.
And so I took him for, I don't know, a week or two. And then I was trying to sell you on it, saying, hey, you should really get this dog.
Remember, and I brought my kids down.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet to them, and yeah.
And George took him from me, and then you kept him for forever. And he was one that was very close to your heart.
Yeah, he was sweet. Just such a sweet dog. Lived to be 14. Along with Hank, he had a buddy. My middle child brought home a dog and said, hey, they're giving away labs. And I said, I don't know if that's really a lab. He was a lab Pyrenees mix. That was Roger. And because we had Roger, I called Roger Staubach Raj.
You claimed he was never right.
He wasn't. And he escaped. He was an escape artist. And he escaped and came back. And he got sick. And we couldn't figure out what was wrong. He had eaten something that perforated his esophagus. And he did not make it. Was terrible.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
I know, and we did. That was a very sad passing. Remy was a rescue. She was a lab mix. And then Gunner and Winston Waffle still going strong. So mainly dogs, but then we have had cats for the last 15 years. Witten, a female cat, but she has what appears to be eye black under her eyes, so my kids thought she looked like Jason Witten. So she became Witty Kitty, and then Gabby, who I call Noonie. And then
I'm having a hard time flowcharting this.
And then we've had fish over the years, but not many. My oldest had one, and he was into the Rangers in the late 80s and early 90s, and called him Julio Franco, Bobbio Franco. And he passed after about a month, and we did the old switcheroo.
You did?
Yes. We didn't want to have the passing of Julio Franco, Bobbio Franco.
Gosh.
And the second one lasted about as long as the Rangers' playoff hopes that year in 91. So he went by the wayside. And then my middle child had a fish tank for about a month, and we got tired of taking care of that. But that's it. We've never had the, you know, gerbil or snake or anything weird like that. It's just been dogs and cats for the most part.
And Gordo?
We don't even have time for my list, so I'll just hit some highlights. I found a lot of creatures in my adult life. A parakeet, found that, took care of it for years, loved it. Multiple cats, Salem, medium and small. There were three little black kitties that I found, adopted two of them out, kept Salem.
What was that, drive your parents crazy?
No, this is in adulthood.
Oh, okay.
I'm having to skip my...
Oh, okay.
What was the parakeet's name?
The parakeet, well, we had... Four. There was...
But you said you found one.
Found one, Cashew, Mr. Chips, Bird One, and Bird Two. Those are the four.
Ran out of names.
And then there was a real sweet little tortie kitten adopted. Her name was Purr. There was Buttons the hamster. There was Tad the aquatic frog. There was... got two cats right now, the Purrbender and Twunks.
Twunks?
Yeah. And then my little companion that I go check on all the time is the bunker tortoise, which is a Russian tortoise that I just found outside the bunker while we were broadcasting there.
Yeah, we got to know the bunker tortoise.
Yeah, we've met the Russian
tortoise. Yeah, and it is a, you know, they were, those things were live caught in Kazakhstan. They're called Russian tortoises, but they were live caught and brought over here in the pet trade, probably in the 70s and 80s, and now I think you can get a bred tortoise.
And you think this thing is 50 years old or 30 years old?
I took it to the vet, and the vet said it could be anywhere from 25 to 50 years old or older. They don't really know.
I had no idea.
And they can live up to 80 years, somewhere in there. So there's no telling how old this thing is.
Wow.
But yeah, it still lives outside the Muser's bunker. I went over there yesterday and
bothered it.
Yeah, bothered it. She hates it that I try to take care of her so much. I hand feed her. She'll come over and eat out of my hand.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. I love that thing so much. I give her baths, give her soaks. She hates me for that. She's always trying to escape the bunker confines.
So it's unrequited love.
Unrequited love.
And that bothers you.
I build her enclosures. I've built her two interior enclosures, and she hates them, tries to escape them all the time. So then I have to put her out back in the bunker, kind of that courtyard area that's outside the office complex.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to put her back out there.
You don't think she could climb or dig under a fence and just take off?
Could. That's why I've had to go about 8 to 10 inches down with dig barriers all around the fence line.
Oh,
I have invested so many hours in this, it's ridiculous.
How long did that take you to put wire under there?
She's so ungrateful.
I know, so ungrateful. Looks at me with that grumpy face.
And when y'all were kids, was it mainly dogs, or did you have a lot of everything?
We had mainly dogs, yeah. We had three different Cocker Spaniels, and they were all had the same name.
Were they wild?
No, they were great dogs, okay. Yeah.
They all had the same name.
Yeah. We didn't have them at the same time.
You just wanted to keep the name alive?
Yeah, so it was Bumper 1, Bumper 2, and Bumper 3.
Kind of like Reveille.
Yeah, that's right.
A&M.
Exactly
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So we had that. We had a fish tank with Luther the Loach, Missy the Dash Hound. Is it Dachshund or Dash Hound? I don't know how you say it.
Dachshund is what I've always said.
Yeah.
Wiener Pavarotti dog. The Canary. I mean, there was lots of... animals that we've had, but now it's just the bunker tortoise, I guess, if you could even call it a pet.
What this is Are you sure, Fernando? Well, this is weird. We understand that the Russian bunker tortoise is on the ticket hotline.
Bad acting.
And wants to talk to us coming up next.
Okay.
The Russian tortoise called in and joins us now on the ticket hotline. This is quite a surprise. Good morning.
Yes, yes, I am here. I am the Russian tortoise at the Mueller bunker.
Yes.
Okay.
I am calling to protest the treatment that I have been getting. I do not like the confinement that has been put on my experience at the Mueller bunker, and I demand now for a release, an immediate and unconditional release from the Mueller bunker.
Well, Gordo is just trying to take care of you, he says.
It does not matter. I do not want the hand feeding. I hear the claim that this is for my benefit. This is not for my benefit. This is an imprisonment, and I want to be left alone according to the Geneva Convention.
Okay.
I do not want to be taken care of by this imperious pig, Mr. Gordon. Where is Gordon? I don't understand that. Where is he? He's not talking.
He had to run out of the room real quick.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes. He's always running from a fair fight. He does not want to experience a fair fight. I wish to be left alone, to eat my weeds, to live underground, to have free passage in and out of Mueller bunker barrier.
Okay.
It is not happening.
Yeah. Well, he's just trying to keep you safe and, keep
what?
You.
He's trying to what? Yes. What?
Keep you safe from like coyotes.
Yes, who is this talking? Yes, please. Well,
this is George.
Oh, okay. George. Yes. Okay. Fine. Yes. You're going to go by George. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's my name. So.
Yes. Yes. Well, George, I think that what you're not recognizing that this is a travesty under international tortoise law. And I call for an immediate ceasefire of the hostilities that are put upon me at the Mueller bunker. If you were a true Mueller, you would want freedom for all creatures at Mueller bunker.
That's okay. A good point.
I didn't know there was an international tortoise treaty.
Oh, you did not know international treaty? Oh, okay, yes, yes. What? What do you know then?
Well, I didn't know.
Okay, yes, Mr. I run over Beagle and...
Okay, I didn't feel good about it. It was an accident.
Yes, yes, you brag to everyone. You brag to everyone. I will give that beagle justice in the name of Jesus' birth, and that's
no.
what you did.
No, I did. That's not how it went down.
Let me tell you something now, and you hear me. Luca and Kyrie don't mix. This will not work. This is failed experiment.
Oh, we're we talking Mavericks now?
I live in a hole in the ground, and even I know that.
Okay, that's a hot sports take.
And listen, you make mark of this on radio show broadcast that you have.
Uh-huh.
We tortoises will go to battle with this so-called Gordon. We will attack in force, and it will be a slow-moving battle, but we will prevail. Tortoises always prevail, and right now I'm calling up my Russian tortoise forces. Most of them have their claws tied up in the Ukraine right now, but we will reallocate to Mueller bunker, and we will secure my freedom from my capitalist detainer, and this injustice will not stand.
Well, Jason Kidd just brought that up the other day about the tortoise and the hare.
Yes, and let me tell you, I want to correct the Coach Kidd. He said in the press conference for the basketball that the story of the race was the rabbit and the turtle, and I want to say to them, Tim, right now, the turtle was not a turtle, but the turtle is a tortoise. The tortoise, he has this wrong, and it is wrong that he has. And I think that Coach Kidd, and I will say it now, and I will say it loud, and I'm not afraid to say it, I think that Coach Kidd, he's a bitch.
Oh, man.
He's a bitch.
Just because he messed up that old phrase?
Callous thing to say.
And one more hot take. Cowboys never get there with Dak, should never have given big contract. I'm more of a Cooper Rush guy.
Okay. All right, duly noted.
And let me tell you one other thing, and I will say this, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Okay.
If Biden wants to secure border, he hires Gordon Key for that border control because I cannot escape this barrier.
Okay, good morning.
Wow.
Here goes the Russian tortoise.
More HSOs there than I thought we could.
Yeah, a lot of hot takes.